So let's finish out talking about AML by reviewing FLT3 mutations. And to get into that, let's hear about your 65-year-old patient.
Yeah, so this is a patient with AML that was diagnosed with a high white cell count, 27,000 plus, with 80% blast in the peripheral blood, low platelets. And the cytogenetics were diploid. He has no prior history of cancers or anything. And we did the mutation analysis, and we did find the FLT3 ITD with a allele frequency of 0.3, and also this DA35 mutation with a allele frequency of 0.1. So we started treatment with either rubicin, cytarabine, and midostaurin in this patient. So, you know, a few things to mention about this patient. Number one, the FLT3 mutation frequently comes with a very proliferative disease. So the high white cell count, the high blasts are typical for these. Of course, not everybody that has those counts has a FLT3 mutation, but that's their typical presentation. It's also diploid, and that's where we see the highest frequency of FLT3 mutation in the diploid patients. It is much less common on patients that have high-risk cytogenetic abnormalities. The patients with -5 and -7 and complex cytogenetics are much less common that we see FLT3 mutations. And then he has the two mutations, FLT3 ITD, which is the most common by far, and this one is clearly associated with a poor prognosis. The other one, which is the DA35, that's a kinase domain point mutation. So the ITD's internal tandem duplication is a duplication of the juxtamembrane intracellular domain. This other one is a point mutation. And that one is less common, and it is still somewhat controversial how much of a poor prognosis it confers. It's probably worse than not having it, but definitely not as bad as ITD. Now, that's if you find it at diagnosis. So the treatment here I gave is essentially what's used for the approval of the midostaurin. It's the 3+7. I don't use 3+7. This is a more intensive cytarabine. If you're in the community, and most places would probably use 3+7, which is fine. I mean, that's the approved combination. One thing to keep in mind is that this study was done in younger patients, but the approval includes all ages. And I think that's appropriate, but the study was mostly done in young patients. But this patient is 65, healthy, you know, I don't want to give him just a hypomethylating agent.